The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Susie Schuster.
You know, I've seen enough of Zach Wilson.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How can a coach say the locker room's together?
The only advice you can give a young man like that is that you've got to block it out.
Why is he so positive about this guy when we're so miserable?
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, from NBC Sports, Peter King. CBS Sports analyst Amy Trask. Coming up, actor and director Josh Duhamel. And now, sitting in for Rich. It's Susie Schuster.
Oh, yeah, Rich always gets nervous when I'm in the seat. Hi, everybody. Susie Schuster here on The Rich Eisen Show. Thrilled to be with you in this third hour of The Rich Eisen Show on a Thursday. Hello to TJ. Hello to Mike. Hello to Chris.
Hello.
Hello to all of you joining us here on Odyssey, on Terrestrial. So many things, but most importantly, here on the Roku channel. Happy to be with you for this third hour. If you missed the first hour, Peter King was on, and he was fantastic. You can go find that as well. And we do re-air right away on the Roku channel, which is so great because you can sit with me all day and get a little window into what it's like to be married to me, which is very scary. Poor Rich. Amy Trask was here from the What the Football podcast. Happy to have her here for two segments as well. Unpacking the Bill Belichick story we told about how he was almost a Raider. And by the way, can you even imagine, Chris?
Yes. I mean, we're playing the result and assuming that he'd be an all-time great and the Raiders would have five Super Bowls, but we don't know how it would have played out. We don't know how personnel would have matched. We don't know how he would have gelled with Al Davis and the GM. You know, we just don't know. So it's fun to think about, hey, Bill Belichick was almost a Raider, and that's cool to kind of speculate and wonder the what-if about it because, you know, it's the most fun kind of sports conversation, the what-if stuff, but never happened. He came to us instead, and
and we won a lot.
And we won a lot. We had a great dynasty. We had 14 parades in 15 years. It was awesome.
And we won a lot. And we we rode Tommy. So that was that. We got that going for us.
A lot of duck boat parades.
Hey, great job.
Hey, chatty motherfucker.
Great job.
Great job, kid.
Let's talk about the games coming up tonight. We've got this. We've got two 2-1 teams. You're excited about this because you're a big Jordan Love guy. What are you thinking, Chris?
I love this game. We were talking about it yesterday with Rich here. This is the type of game both of these teams need to win if they want to eventually go on and win the NFC North. Division games, obviously, are the most important thing. And if you're the Lions, you want to go in and beat this team in Lambeau. It's the first time they've been favored in a game at Lambeau in forever. We know they ended Aaron Rodgers' year last year. This is a young, exciting team. The man Campbell, these guys believe in him. Jamar Gibbs is super exciting. The Sun God TJ is exciting. Goff is playing really efficient football. But Green Bay is also right there too. And if they can take this division by winning this game tonight, go to 3-1, a tough home game against a division opponent, young quarterback. They have young athletes. Aaron Jones is back. Christian Watson is back. I think this is going to be a really exciting, hard-fought football game.
Yeah, in an all-time regular season series between the teams, the Packers on a 103-75-7 advantage, but the Lions, of course, have won the last meeting. What do you expect, TJ?
I kind of agree with Chris. You know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I'm in the position of I kind of feel like Jordan Love is him. I didn't expect him to be him. I don't think a lot of people did, and now I think I'm completely on board with this kid. I'm loving what I'm seeing. Rallied the team back from 17 down, 18 unanswered last week for the dub. At home, look, a lot of people anointed the Lions as the new sheriffs of that division. Mm-hmm. And I think the Packers are like easy deputy. You know, the sheriff is still us right now, and we're still running things. So it's going to be an interesting game. I'm hoping we see a lot of points on the board. And I think yesterday I picked the Packers, and I'm going to stick with that today.
You know, I am aware that the entire universe is talking about the Jets game this weekend with the news that Taylor Swift will come, and I will be the one person on TV who is not going to throw a name of a song into my like comment here. I'm not going to be like, well, it's going to be a cruel summer. You know, all these like
you've
guys.
Actually seen them in concert.
Twice.
None of us have been.
Twice.
I turned down going
he
to see
them. Turned it down.
Why? I mean, okay, don't answer that.
Yeah, well, I mean, why?
I mean, don't answer that.
All due respect, but like, what
but how funny is it?
So
we talked about this on What the Football. How funny is it that all these guys, all these manly football, downs and distance, you know, heavy-legged waistbenders, everyone's bending over themselves to try to look at the Taylor Swift taglines and the logins and how many, like, albums she has, and they're all trying to play them. into everything they're saying to sound clever.
Yeah. I mean, we did it, but we were very ahead of the
curve. Rich was ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
We
Rich took something that we created
here.
Yeah,
we did it on the show.
Okay, and then took it on Sunday to game day, and then they get written up in people. No mention of us.
Yeah, but Travis did. But Travis mentioned, but as, yeah, as Rich is talking about all the time, Travis liked his Instagram.
Yeah, because ours didn't get put on Instagram, I don't think.
I'm not in charge of that stuff. I also don't care about any Taylor Swift songs.
So you don't care.
Yeah, really, Chris. Brotman was over it before
any
I was.
Any songs
are
Taylor Swift. You're not in a tizzy like everybody else, and the jerseys are going up and more women are watching, but all the grown men are the ones out there throwing it that they know every single Taylor Swift song.
Well, they're all lying. They're just trying
liars.
To seem cool and
you're
get clicks.
Liars.
I don't think the relationship is real, so who cares?
Oh, so you're a hater.
Well, I'm not a hater. I'm a realist.
The hater's got to hate. Hate.
I do know that one.
She's got a movie coming out in 2 weeks, and she wants dudes to go see it with their girlfriends.
Oh, by the way, so, yeah. Xander and his buddies, they have collected money and are going to a theater en masse.
Of course.
I mean, this is for real.
It's going to make a boatload of money, but, you know, it's all the Swifties, but then the Swifties who have boyfriends who watch football, well, I watch football, so you got to come to this with me.
It's like every man's worst nightmare because now women are paying attention in droves. We're going to watch. We're going to actually check out football and actually know what we're talking about.
It's also funny that people are acting like this is the first time a famous pop star or actress or a famous female has decided to date an athlete. Like, I can remember, and I have an autographed picture over here back in the early 90s working at Three River Stadium, Mikey, working security and seeing Halle Berry there when she was married to David Justice. Now, that to me, that's the alpha, the omega. That's the cream of the crop.
Jessica Simpson was with Tony Romo.
This reminds me of the time.
This is not new.
This reminds me of the time. Watch this one. This is gross. This reminds me of the time that Kim Kardashian asked me to introduce her to Reggie Bush.
Hey.
Oh, that was you?
And that was about the time. And that was about the time. You're welcome.
Yeah, I know. We're not thanking you.
No, no. But that was a really good bacon name drop. That was a good bacon name drop.
Did
you like
that? Good name drop.
That was about the time that I met Josh Duhamel on the sidelines of a USC game.
Hey.
And he happens to be here for Buddy Games, which is so great. He happens to be here. I called Rich and I said, it was funny. Josh walked up to me and he said, hey, I'm Josh Duhamel. And I'm like, I know.
I'm aware.
We got to thank Josh. I like I said, he put us in his movie. I just updated my IMDb. I don't know if we can yet till this is over, but I intend to update it, I guess, is what I'm.
You updated your own IMDb?
You have to.
Can you do that?
Oh, interesting.
Can I lie and put myself on a bunch of things?
Joke aside, I haven't done it in years, but yeah, unless you have a representative. None of us have representatives, so yeah, do it
nice.
Yourself.
Nice.
How come nobody's ever asked me to be in a movie? I could be like a reporter.
What, body number one? Just like,
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You want to be on CSI? Like
somebody
a dead body?
Cut his microphone.
Here's the deal, though, Susie.
You by the way, Mikey, cut his mic. I don't need him. I don't need him to look ahead at week four.
Oh, my God.
Cut his mic.
Dead body. You wouldn't even give her a line.
I'm married to the boss, you dummy.
And you didn't even give her body number one.
That's right.
You said body number four?
No, I said body number one.
This is body number one.
I thought you said body number.
So, who wants you, huh?
With the amount
I'm not trying to get in movies.
I want
to
be in
movies. You're just pandering for
you
rules.
Like him,
yes,
Susie. He's your Boston guy.
First of all,
seriously,
Chris is the only one who
stink.
Has been noted as an actor besides Rich on this set. That's true. But also with the amount of people you know, I can't believe that no one's put you in anything. That's
this is ridiculous. Strange. You know, Susie, I'm getting assaulted from this Jamoke over here. Oh, but by the way,
assaulted.
Body number one.
I just wanted to talk about football, and this girl over here has got to start changing the subject.
How do we get on to Taylor Swift? I wanted this to be a Taylor Swift-free zone today.
Unfortunately,
whatever.
I don't think we can do that.
Whatever. I'm married to the boss. You are on thin ice, my friend.
He's not listening.
He's so not listening right now.
He's got a drink in hand and Roku Joe
for
and the other
sure.
arm.
Roku Joe. They're all hanging out. The air is filled with that smoky smell that only Santa Fe has. I was going to talk about the Dolphins and the Bills,
that's
but like you guys got me off. You distracted me.
We distracted you?
You distracted by being so insulting. I wanted
that's not a we. That was him.
The hell going on?
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
The hell going on? I have to do this job.
Huge game in Western New York today. Dolphins Bills easily the marquee name and lights game of the week. Undefeated Dolphins, Bills at home. Bills have looked awesome the last 2 weeks. What do you guys expect out of this one? I expect a big time shootout. Team with the ball last wins the game.
I expect a Dalton Kincaid touchdown, as I stated.
Oh, I wouldn't mind if Gabe Davis got involved in the scoring plays.
I think Tariq Hill is going to lose his mind.
In a good way?
In a great way.
Oh, like 200 yards, the Dolphins win?
Will we? Yeah, I think I think it's another Dolphins win.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on a limb here. And I think we're going to get a combination of sweet and salty Tua postgame.
Like, he's excited that he played excited, but then he's like, hey, guys, look at me. I thought I couldn't come to Buffalo and do this.
So he's like a Sour Patch Kid.
Is Jalen Waddle back?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's practicing.
Did he clear protocol?
I know he's practicing.
All right, all right. Yeah. Why, what do you think? You think they're losing?
I think the Bills are really good, too. I think week one was just kind of a weird... kind of a weird game in general with the whole Rodgers thing, and that kind of sucked the air out of the building, and they were kind of shell-shocked, and Josh was just kind of do too much and try to win the game on his own when he didn't have to do that because the Jets weren't going to score any points because they're, you know, their offense is kind of inept back there with Zach Wilson. And in the last 2 weeks, we've kind of seen that. They really shellacked Las Vegas.
They did.
And they, I mean, that Washington game was basically a shutout, at, you know, 37-3, so... I kind of think Buffalo is going to win this one. I think it's going to be close.
Do we make a friendly wager?
Sure.
Should we?
What do you want to bet?
A Dukian wager? Like $1? Bet a croissant. When have you ever brought me anything except for an empty bag of like Tupperware?
Oh, boy.
I'll bet you a croissant. I'll bet you a pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Done.
At my house with one Cage Brockman.
Deal. See? I don't know why we have to
bet that.
That
seems like a win-win.
I mean, I literally could just come over anytime.
This is the worst bet I've ever made.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. All right, fine. Any other games of intrigue this weekend, guys? I mean...
Well, I mean, the Cowboys-Patriots is of interest to me.
I'm already sweating about that one.
I don't think it's going to be very good at all.
I don't think it's going to be... It's not going to pass the like, beautiful like, game
literally
test.
Literally, the game could be 14-13, yeah. 16-12 or something. A lot of field goals in this game. Both these offenses are really struggling. Mac Jones can't make a big third down throw to kind of save his life. I would bet Zeke to score a touchdown. That's kind of would be, if I'm looking at something, obviously Zeke revenge game.
You know, that's in Dallas. Yeah, that's what everyone's talking about.
Two really good defenses. Mm-hmm. The total is 43, and I think this is way too high. TJ, do you think Dallas should be a touchdown favorite? That seems kind of high, too. But, you know, New England's kind of struggled on offense, and Dallas really looked bad last week after kind of being world beaters the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, but if I'm Mac Jones, I don't want to see Micah Parsons right now. You don't want to see him as an angry
man.
But
no one does.
Ever.
I mean, he's going to be double and triple teamed, I'd imagine, the whole game. I'd imagine that the Patriots run a lot of double tight, triple tight, you know, one wide offense and try to run the ball, take the air out of it. I don't know. TJ, what do you think?
I agree with everything you just said. This is going to be a mucky game, if that word makes sense. And I don't expect a lot of points. I expect a lot of punts. Two really good defenses going at it. You got the mastermind coach on the other side is going to take something away. What's he going to take away? Is it going to be Pollard in the run game? Is it going to be Dak in the short game? We know we're not good in the red zone. Like I said, a lot of field goals. A lot of possessions for both teams.
You know, Dallas really has to come out and kind of prove something after throwing up a stinker last week in Arizona. And, you know, they don't want to fall to 2-2, especially after the way they started. New England doesn't want to be 1-3. That puts them really behind the eight ball, especially if Buffalo or even if Miami wins. You know, that's a divisional game. So expecting the Jets to lose on Sunday night. But I also really like this Raider-Charger game. This is a really interesting game here. It's going to be down the road in SoFi. It's going to be a Raider home game. It's probably going to be 80% black and silver and black in there. But the Chargers looked really good last week. The offense looked awesome. Justin Herbert is clicking. I know Mike Williams is out, but Josh Palmer is really good, number three. Quentin Johnson, time for him to step up. Austin Eckler might be back this week. And the loser of this game is 1-3. And in real big trouble if they had playoff hopes. Maybe Denver gets a win in Chicago. They go to 1-3. But you know Kansas City's going to win on Sunday night. So they're now 3-1. And the losers, two full games behind them. This is kind of a huge game here in SoFi as well.
And Minnesota can't go 0-4, can they?
You know, Bryce Young practiced yesterday. He's looking like he's trending to be back on Sunday. That's a huge game for him because if Carolina loses, now suddenly What's wrong with the offense? Was Frank Reich the right hire? Maybe they should have kept Steve Wilks. Mm-hmm. What's going on there? Hot seat stuff. But if Minnesota goes to 0-4, now the trade talk surrounding Kirk Cousins. Is Justin Jefferson unhappy suddenly? He doesn't have a new contract yet. That's only going to really pick up steam and ramp up. Must win for Minnesota. I'm sure we're going to talk a ton about this when Josh Duhamel comes out. Obviously, one of the biggest Viking fans that we know, but absolutely huge game for Minnesota on Sunday as well. Yeah.
Can you imagine you're a Vikings fan like Josh, and you think you're going to have a great season, 0-3 to start?
Yeah, that was rough.
What a burger.
Losing
that
last
is.
Week was pretty brutal. We talked about it from the Charger side as well. Must win game for both teams, and to kind of brain fart at the end there when Brandon Staley basically gave you an opportunity to win the game by going for it on fourth down at his own 25. So, super huge game for Minnesota on Sunday and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, good thing we have Josh Duhamel in studio. Good thing we've got him
coming
out.
That was a good booking, expert booking.
Thank you. Yeah. I did that all by myself.
You did. That was all you.
I did.
Oh, congratulations.
I mean, maybe it was Liz.
Thank you for setting that up.
You're welcome.
She's much more than dead body one, Chris. How dare you,
sir? I can't believe you would say that about her. That is so disrespectful.
Dead body number one.
By the way, I won't soon forget it.
You shouldn't.
By the way, I never said dead. Okay, you can run back the tape. I said body number
that's
one.
Just we know what he means.
Yeah, you sat there like this.
And you guys,
by the way, you think you're the only actor? I did a commercial one.
If you took it that way.
You're laying there like am I supposed to
you
take it?
You could have been in a zombie movie. You could have been on one of these Walking Dead shows.
Well, no, I couldn't. I hate zombie stuff.
She'll watch The Walking Dead.
No, I don't watch that.
I would have said like glamorous model number one.
Oh, Mikey.
Now he's just puckering up.
You see that?
By the way, and we talk about this all the time, about ranking your kids. I think Rich does it. He's lying. You rank us. That's why Mike's number one. You love Mike.
Yeah, I rank you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and you're
rank
in
us.
The toilet, my friend.
I'd like to know our rankings.
I'm three. It's fine. I said body
cellar.
Number one. I get it.
What is happening
right
here?
Now. I'm just curious now.
All right, we need
this
to break
this. This is chaos. Let's take a break. When we get back, Josh Duhamel joins us. Buddy Games, Vikings fan. We got a lot to talk about. I got to take a break.
That.
I need a drink.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There is so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network.
Such an interesting clip you chose to use.
Do you like that clip?
I do. It's sort of an outlier from the rest of the show because it's like we did this fake prom thing for the moment, and normally they're out in the by the lake playing these crazy games, and that's what happens right after this. And I noticed, I don't know if you could tell there, but I just found out that I had COVID, so they made me stand away from everybody. And then immediately sent me back to the hotel in Bogota, Colombia for like 4 days.
Oh my God, that's insane. Yeah. Josh Duhamel joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen, who is somewhere in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and making me do the heavy lifting, having you on the show.
I prefer you, Susie.
Oh, Josh.
I do.
Oh, Josh. You make me blush. Josh Duhamel joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show. Welcome back. I am sitting here at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. New episode of Buddy Games airing tonight at a special time, 8 p.m. before the Big Brother episode on CBS. Josh, first of all, I love the orange suit. We saw it in the clip.
That's my Dumb and Dumber Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah, buddy. Perfect.
It's a great look. I'd like to know if it's available for Rich to wear for Halloween.
He can borrow it for sure.
That'd be great.
I want to see him run the 40 in that suit.
Well, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Pretty good
Can we grab it?
Absolutely. I have it. I had it dry cleaned and everything. It's sitting in my closet.
Well, dry clean because, of course, you had COVID, so you want to make sure you get the COVID cooties out of it.
I don't want to pass COVID on to Rich. I couldn't live with that guilt.
Where did buddy games come from?
So my buddies and I have done this since we were kids, pretty much. I mean, we did some version of it since we were probably 7th, 8th grade. And then as we got into college, we became, you know, we had to grow up and sort of actually schedule things because people started getting jobs and families and whatnot. So every third weekend of August, every single year, we get together and do the actual games. And CBS loved the idea of this because it's, you know, it's not only about these crazy competitions, but it's really about old ride or die groups of friends that have been through a lot together. So it's groups of four. We have six teams of four, and these guys know each other since childhood. And it just lends a whole new dynamic to the game because they understand each other so well. They know each other's strengths and weaknesses. And those teams who know each other best seem to do, you know, better on the show. And what I love about it is that everybody that I've talked to or has seen the show has a group of friends that probably do something similar to this. Like, dude, you got to get me on that show. I've got so-and-so and so-and-so. We would kick everybody's butt, please. So that everybody sees themselves in one of these groups. And I think that that's what makes it so relatable.
Josh Duhamel here joining me on The Rich Eisen Show, Twitter and Instagram, at Josh Duhamel for CBS's Buddy Games. Give me some ideas from the show. Like, what's your favorite stupid thing for these people to do?
Oh, man. I mean, we started out, let's see, what do we do tonight? They do this prom thing. But, you know, my favorite stuff is the ridiculous obstacle courses. I mean, the first episode, we had them run through these hay bales, through these electrical wires, into this mud pit where they shot these basketballs into these giant beer pong red solo cups. You know, that's the kind of stuff that we do. You know, we do one event like that every year with my buddies, and that's really kind of the spirit of the thing is, like, it's a big adult summer camp.
Are there any fancy names who do this with you, with all your buddies?
No.
These are all your real friends?
My friends, yeah, it's just my boys from back home, from, you know, some from kindergarten. I've known all these guys literally my whole life. And that's what I think is special about the show is there's groups of friends like this everywhere. And, you know, I don't know. There's something about the fact that it's about real people, you know, who aren't necessarily super athletes, but still have that competitive fire. And they get to do it with their friends, escape life for a few weeks and go be a part of this big, stupid adult summer camp.
I feel like this had to have been the easiest sell in the room because everybody can relate to it.
Exactly. Yeah, and CBS has done an amazing job of capturing that. You know, it is very nostalgic. It's relatable. It's dramatic. It's emotional. It's highly competitive. And it's funny.
So I feel like we can have like a celebrity version, but we could also have like a morning show host version where it's like, maybe it's like Rich takes on Stephen A, who takes on Colin, who takes on
like the DP guys.
The DP, Danettes.
McAfee, like everybody.
Oh, yeah. I'd be afraid of
Pat. I would love that.
I feel like AJ Hawk.
Who would you pick in that?
AJ Hawk.
AJ Hawk would be on what? On
something crazy.
Well, Team McAfee. Well,
yeah, he'd be on McAfee. Well, McAfee and those guys would kick everybody's butts, wouldn't they?
Well, I'd be
pro
afraid.
Athletes.
Right, right.
I mean, no offense to Rich. He runs a nice 40.
He does. He does.
But, I mean.
I'm just giving you ideas here. I'm just spitballing. I'm in. Yeah.
I'm in. If nothing else, just to see Rich and Dan back in the room together.
Right? Don't you think? That's the reason.
Dan would come up with some excuse for a bad knee or something. And
his back hurts.
Wow.
Right, right. But then we'd have like, you know, I get it. Would we win? Would I have to come in?
I think
in?
This crew,
would I have
we,
to come off the
we
bench?
We would be contenders.
Oh, 100%.
We would be contenders. We're a good, solid crew. We're good balance, good mix. We're smart.
Yeah. Strategic. Yeah. Athletic.
Athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be.
Are you?
I mean, it used to be.
Right. Just saying it could be a hot mess, too.
Same.
Coming up on Roku. Yeah,
I wish
exactly.
We could do like I want to see like push-ups.
Like a combine?
Or something real quick?
Well, Mike can plank with
can
a
you see some push-ups?
Yeah. Can you see push-ups? Or like,
hey, get out there, Slappy. Give me a push-up.
How about
Rocket can do the push-ups.
How about like a burpee?
Sure.
That's after a donut
in
for
the
him.
Commercial break. I've already had two croissants, Josh. So yeah, I don't know.
Josh Duhamel joining us here on The Rich Eisen Show talking about buddy games. Your Vikings.
Oh,
How about your Vikings, honey? 0-3.
Well, you know, I heard you a little bit before teasing this, and you're right. You come into the season with all the hopes of this is the year. I mean, we still haven't won a Super Bowl, and it doesn't look great. You can't go 14-3 without three losses, right? So we're about to go on a 14-game winning streak, yep. I feel it. Or we just trade Kirk, go 0-17, and go get Caleb Williams.
Right.
That works, too.
I would be okay with that, actually.
Caleb Williams and Justin Jefferson, why not? With Hawkinson? Yeah. Let's go.
And Addison.
Let's KJ. Go. Come on. Yeah. You got this.
I think your friend Rich would mind having
I don't think the Vikings would ever, they like winning too much, but I mean, they got to get it together and quick, because I guess the nice thing is that it's not like the rest of the NFC North is that far ahead. You know, I think the week before they all mm-hmm. three lost, right? Last week, what did the Lions do last week? They win?
They won.
Yeah, they beat the Falcons.
They beat the Falcons. The Packers came back and won. So, yeah, yep. They're a couple games behind. The Bears are the Bears. But
I know.
Who's your team?
Patriots. That's right. Our kids are Patriots.
I just picked them in my pool. They play who do they play this week?
Cowboys.
Oh, the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. That'd be a huge win.
That'd be a crazy win.
For the Cowboys, yep.
No. I think people are expecting the Cowboys to go win.
Well,
right?
Of course they are, but they're not going to, ooh. TJ.
You don't think?
$1.
How do you feel about your Patriots right now?
Nervous.
Do you think they have a good football team? I feel like they're always solid. I just don't. I mean, it's a tough division with the Dolphins right now, too.
I think we're having a hard time trying to figure out who we are. How about that? Yeah. Is that a good way to put it without answering it?
Yeah. Is Mac Jones the answer?
Chris?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I want to believe he's below average. I mean, he's like in the 20s and everything, the stats. But I need then his next like big time wow throw will be his first.
Yeah.
So kind of need to see some more of those. But we also don't have any. The Patriots don't have any weapons.
Not a lot of weapons. They never do, though. That's what I don't understand.
I
don't think that's fair.
At least there was Gronk and Edelman and guys like you knew were going to make big plays.
I couldn't name who their wide receivers are
right now.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly. They don't have anyone that you have on fantasy.
Yeah,
they don't have anybody that they is going to come down with a huge catch or make a big play.
But that's kind of what Belichick's MO is. He finds these guys who,
right?
Yeah, nobody else gave a shot, and he figures out how to make them great.
How do you watch games on Sunday? Tell me your layout. Like, how does this happen? Do you lock yourself in a padded room, or do you hang out with buddies? What do you do?
I do. Let's see. Last week, there's a bar in LA called the Pineapple Hill Bar, and I didn't know about this until last year. It's an actual Viking bar.
Where? So,
in Los Angeles, right over there in Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks, yeah. Right off of Van Nuys.
It's an awesome old-school hole-in-the-wall bar with nothing but Vikings fans. So I go there, and I feel like I'm home. We did that for the first half last week, or I'll sit and watch, the Red Zone, or I'll find a couple games that I want to see. But I'm a bit of a football nut. I'm not going to lie. I watch too much of it.
Would you rather watch it in person or on TV?
I seem to watch a little bit closer, obviously, when it's on TV. There's something about being at a stadium watching a game, too, just because it's the atmosphere, the people watching, getting, just being a part of that big communal sort of thing is always fun. I went to the first Vikings game this year. We lost, of course, but it's always great going to a game there.
Did you play growing up?
I did.
What'd you play?
I played for the Minot State University Beavers. I played quarterback. Yeah, go Beavers. You guys followed me in college, right?
We did.
Yeah, obviously, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I first became
college fantasy. You were my quarterback.
I actually just got some some photos yesterday from Rick Hedberg, former AD at Minot State, looking for photos. And I got to show you this. You're going to love this.
Okay, please do share.
I'm going to share.
Because I thought when you walked onto the Coliseum field for the first time, I thought, that looks like the Minot State quarterback. Yeah. That's so weird. Didn't I have him last week on ABC? Oh, yeah. Look at this. Okay, I'm going to. Oh, yeah. Okay. There's another one. Look at this. Here we go. Good TV. Can we, here we go.
Let's describe for the radio. Black
and white. Describing for those on radio, looks black like it's from the 1930s.
Black and white photos.
I will put this. I won't put it on the Twitter feed because I don't know how to use Twitter.
Josh, what would your NIL situation have been back then for Minot
State? Oh, God,
it
would have been like, I would have got like free chicken wings at the ground round.
Fertilizer?
Ground round.
Solid call.
Peanut on the floor. Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of money to go around.
ground round.
But you know what? I just love the game. There's a reason why it's the number one game in the country. It's just beautiful. And college football, too, right now is so much fun to watch.
Who do you like in college?
Well, I mean, I follow the NDSU Bison just because that's who everybody back home roots for.
Sure.
But I mean, I never had a huge school to root for because there weren't any where I was from. But I'm a big fan of Pac-10. I mean, just I like to follow quarterbacks, really. I like to follow these guys from the time they're you know, freshmen and try to predict who's going to sort of emerge and go on and play well in the NFL. And I'm fascinated by this whole transfer portal and all the NIL stuff that's going on because it's changing the landscape of college football and in somewhat even into the pros because, I mean, you look at something like what happened at Oklahoma. You got Spencer Rattler, number one quarterback coming out of high school. Caleb Williams comes to town, takes his job. Now Spencer Rattler has to leave and go to South Carolina. And then you got Caleb Williams and the head coach.
Lincoln Riley
leave for USC, and now Oklahoma's, you know, left with what? And I think just those two moves alone are a good example of how that can change. You know, and then USC had Jackson Dart, who then has to go to Ole Miss. So it changes both what's happening in the Pac-12, it changes what's happening in the SEC. You know, depending on where these quarterbacks end up going, and they can move so quickly now that it truly shifts the landscape.
Are you enjoying watching Deion Sanders doing what he's doing in Colorado?
I really am. I love that's another good one coming this week. Was it Colorado and USC?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's at Colorado.
I don't know if they're as good as they're hyping them up to be, but man, Deion is doing something special just to be able to put Colorado back on the map like he has. You know, the guy's amazing. I just watched that documentary about that week that he was playing for the Braves and the Falcons
helicopter
and going
ride
back
and
forth.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing athlete. Clearly a really, really quality coach who gets these kids fired up and gets them to come play for him. I mean, to take a team, what were they, 1-12 or something last year?
Yeah, they had one win last year, yeah.
And to now put them back on the map is not an easy thing to do.
Mm-mm. And by the way, I mean, the way he's doing it too, I don't have a problem. I spoke about it on my podcast this week, What the Football. And I love the way he lost. He lost with class. Like, mm-hmm. I think everyone talking about the Oregon coach saying they're playing for clicks, mm-hmm. we're playing for wins.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with giving these kids the confidence that he's given them. Yeah. No, I don't want any smack talk on the sidelines either. I don't want to hear trash talk before the game.
No.
But I do like the fact that he has breathed a whole new mm-hmm. breath of life into college football.
Yeah.
He's made it really exciting. Peter King was saying earlier on the show that he's going out this weekend just to watch Deion.
Yeah. And, you know, Deion's always been known to be the super flashy personality. But the truth is, the guy's got a lot of substance, too. And I think that he teaches that. That's why his players play so well for him. It isn't about, like, you know, being flashy or showing off or anything substantive. It's more about, you know, what an old school coach wants out of these kids. And I think he teaches them really good fundamentals and they learn something about life from this guy. It feels like I've never been coached by him. I didn't get recruited. I do have a year left of eligibility.
Should we Deion. Call Deion? Yeah. Let's, can we reach out?
This could
Deion?
Be, yeah, we, could, I mean. We could develop this. Yeah. We could get him a tryout.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to be on the there. Inside.
Yeah.
You know? They need a third stringer?
I think the Jets do.
50-year-old third stringer?
The Jets do.
Josh, you could legit start for the Jets. Yeah, the Jets.
He might be better than Trevor Siemian right now.
Simeon Boyle, Wilson.
100%.
I feel bad for Zach Wilson. Really
Who doesn't? Do. I feel terrible for him.
I was really hoping he was going to be able to, you know, pull it together for them after Rodgers went down, but it doesn't feel like it's happening. Cousins might play really well there.
By the way,
you know,
don't think that Rich isn't staring at your quarterback.
I like Kirk Cousins, but I think it's maybe time. You know, if we win and start going on a run, which we could, then you know what? Let's go out with a bang with Kirk Cousins. But, you know, this week's going to be really important.
What's your Super Bowl prognostication right now as we sit here in September?
I mean, I don't know if this is really going out on a limb, but I'm going to say the Dolphins and the Niners.
Oh, I like that.
I think that'd be fun.
You like that, Chris?
I think so. Before we get to the Super Bowl, though, let's throw up the Vikings schedule, Josh.
No.
We play the schedule game with everybody who calls in. We play it with our guests who are fans of big teams. Let's run down the rest of the Vikings schedule. Let's play the win-loss game.
Okay.
And just kind of predict how you think the rest of the season's going to go, Hoskins, if you want to throw that up. All right, at Carolina this week.
We should win that one. I thought we'd win the Tampa Bay one, too. But
hold on. Let me just start writing this down, because I always see Rich writing things down in the book.
So you're 0-3 right now, okay, so we got to win this week. So we're 1-3. Home for Kansas City, week 5.
We're home for Kansas City? I'm going to say win. I'm going to say we beat Kansas City.
Yes.
And I'm going to say we beat the Bears.
All right, 3-3, week 7, home for the Niners.
I think the Niners get us.
Prime time, Monday night.
I think we beat the Packers. Okay. I think we beat the Falcons.
5-4, week 10,
home
for New Orleans.
And then we go 1-2-3 in a row, Saints, Broncos, and Bears.
Those are all wins?
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to catch up.
So we're 8-4? Am I getting that right? 8-4 into the bye week? At Vegas, December 10th, week 14.
I think we beat the Raiders.
10-4.
We're at Cincinnati. I'll give that one to the Bengals.
10-5. Home. 9-5. Home for the Lions.
I think we're at the Lions.
Home for the Lions.
I think we beat them at home.
That's 10-5.
I think we beat the Packers again, and then I think maybe we lose week 18.
11-6, so you're in the playoffs.
I think we can get to 11-6.
11-6. Yeah. So you're going to win 11 out of the next 15 games.
Yeah.
I may have made a total mess of this, by the way. You'll have to check this later.
I'm a homer.
I love it.
Like Paul Allen. I don't know if you know
Paul Allen.
He's the biggest homer, but I love that dude. And I believe in him. I do. I like these coaches.
So you don't trade Kirk? Well, obviously, if you want to run like that, you're not going to trade him.
I do. I've been hard on Kirk in the past here, even. But I think watching that show that he was just on,
quarterback.
He can't help but to love the dude.
I think he was the big winner coming out of that doc series.
He's real tough. Yeah. He really, really wants to win. He's a good guy.
Yeah, but you can like a guy, but not want him to be your quarterback.
I just don't. I think he's got a lot of talent. I just don't think he's got what it takes to win a Super Bowl. And that's all. I just want one Super Bowl before I die.
How old are you?
I'm 78.
We got time. We have a lot of wins. We could let you wear one of our rings if you want.
Sorry.
A new episode of Buddy Games airs tonight at a special time, 8 p.m. before Big Brother on CBS. Josh Jamel,
yes.
It's been too long.
Susie, you're so good at this.
I know.
I know.
Can we just
keep her and leave Rich at home?
They only let me out of the basement like once in a while. You know?
Wow.
So great to see you.
Good to see you too.
Come back, please, soon.
Thank you for having me.
I'll lock the door. Rich won't be able to get out. And I'll be like, Josh, come down. Let's go talk about football. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we will wrap up this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. Lots to talk about as we look ahead to this weekend's games.
Mike Del Tufo over there, when Justin Hartley of This Is Us was here on Friday, he planks weights on his back. Okay, there he is. Putting plank after plank. That was a 45-pound. He waves on more weight. See? Come on. Let's get some more. Right? Del Tufo sees this and he goes, I could do that, is what he said.
And Mike, he said
he would do 145. Now, we took that. When you say when he can do 145, how much weight do you think that means? Just off
145.
Plate. Right.
No. No. One plate that weighs 45 pounds.
How long do you say you can do this?
A minute. Come on.
All right, here we go. Mike,
get off your knees.
Go to the right spot in your mind now. Go to the right spot in your mind, buddy. Come on. Look at him. All we see is the finish line, baby. All we see.
Coach him up, Irv. Coach him up.
See. Victory is simple, baby.
Ooh.
Right
uh-oh,
now,
uh-oh.
Don't worry about the body, baby. Our mind's controlling our body.
Preach, Michael. Preach.
Our mind. We got this, baby. We got the. We gonna show the world. That's what you're about.
What do we got?
Show the world, baby. Don't worry about it.
Just 24 seconds.
Flatten out.
Flatten out.
Don't worry about it. You got two blocks out. You got two blocks gone.
Halfway home.
You got two blocks gone. You got two more go. All see, just see that finish line. Look at the glory. Look at your chest touching the tape. Get your chest on that tape. Look at you, baby.
20 seconds to go.
You're coming in 20 seconds, baby. You can finish this, man. We can do this.
You
I do that every day, people, at the gym.
I can't tell.
I do it. I do it.
Can't tell.
Wrapping up this Thursday edition of The Rich Eisen Show, Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen, who will be back in the seat tomorrow, unless, of course, I lock him out of the house and I show up again, which could happen. Great to be with you today. Had a really good time with Peter King, with Josh Duhamel, who just wrapped up, and, of course, with Amy Trask. And you can watch us every Tuesday or download our podcast, listen to it wherever you find your podcast. That is What the Football. I will talk to you first about Game Time, because GameTime.co is my favorite place to get tickets, because shock the world here. I'm the one who buys the tickets in the house. And I, you know, Rich works a lot. So, and I want to go to concerts and I want to go to stadium events and what have you. And everyone thinks that we get free tickets. We don't. So we go to GameTime.co. And what I like about it is I'm going with three kids and you can actually see where you're going to sit. Like, to me, the best part about it is I can make sure that my 10-year-old Taylor can see that there's not some kind of obstruction. I can actually see the view. And as a mom, that makes a really big difference to me. Like, that to me is the end all be all, is to make sure that my 10-year-old can actually see the stadium or the field in front of you. So that's why I use GameTime.co. But take the guesswork out of buying these tickets with GameTime. Download the app, create an account, and use the code RICH for $20 off of your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create the account, redeem the code. It's RICH. That's RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. True story. I get all the tickets. Rich has to go to a lot of the concerts. Like, he went to SZA. He went to Lizzo. I want to go to Lizzo next time. We're going to Coldplay on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Which I'm so psyched about.
You guys love Coldplay.
You guys really do.
I love Coldplay.
We had Coldplay playing all three times we had kids.
That's what,
in the delivery room.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Coldplay on New Year's Eve, the 2010 going into 2011. It was Coldplay and Jay-Z in concert.
That's sick.
Sounds pretty good. It was amazing.
Where are you going, Suze? Where is it at?
Going to the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our friend Dadon invited us to come.
That's cool.
We're going to go, and I'm so excited, actually, because Cooper has really good taste in music. He likes everything I like.
Imagine that.
That makes the taste good.
That's the way. But I'm not ranking anybody. I'll tell you that right now.
Favorite Coldplay song?
Well, it's tough because I love God Put a Smile Upon His Face. Or, you know, and that's, strangely enough, Cooper was born to clocks, and he is so mathy. And then the other two, even though it was on random, God Put a Smile came on for both Xander and Taylor. Go figure.
Really?
Yeah.
Go figure.
Weird, right? Weird.
Weird. Wicked weird.
How about Springsteen's not going to play out the rest of his concerts this year because of his ulcer situation?
He's right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that was a Game Time purchase. So luckily, I got those tickets, and I can't wait to go see the boss when he comes back, but I'm a little worried about him. Scott just saw him in Foxborough.
Must have been awesome.
It's called Gillette. In my world, it's still Foxborough.
It's called Gillette.
Oh, Foxborough Stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Gillette now.
It's Gillette.
It's been Gillette for a long time, actually.
It's still Staples, too.
Chris asked me like an hour ago. He's like, you okay? Are you forgetting things? I'm like, yeah. Well, of course
you literally said what we were going to do, and then 30 seconds later, you're like,
wait a minute. What are we going to do?
I got three kids, Chris.
Coldplay. I get it.
It's a lot. Coldplay this weekend. I'm excited.
I'm going to look at tickets right now.
Yeah. Go to GameTime.co.
Think of me when they play Strawberry Swing.
Use the code. $20 off for Rich. $20 off for Rich. Use it. Get tickets. Let's go. What were you saying, TJ? I just wildly interrupted you.
Oh, no. I just said, think of me when they play Strawberry Swing. I think that might be one of my, if not my favorite Coldplay song.
Oh, is that really?
I like that one.
I mean, I like Yellow. I like
Saturday and Sunday at the Rose Bowl, people.
I like everything about them. Stream the NFL and Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open WWO Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platform. That's right, that you can stream Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and Rich all season long for free and get in the zone with AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you find a fix for free. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Can't get down there. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. What if I'd read my name instead? Because it says, and me, Susie Schuster, like a Ron Burgundy moment. That would be fantastic. AutoZone.
I'm Susie Schuster?
TJ, who do you have tonight?
I mean, I've said this a couple times the last 2 days. Go, Pack, go.
Yeah. Okay. Chris?
Yeah, I agree. There's something about Green Bay. I just think there's something about Jordan Love. I just think this kid, he sat for 3 years. He's seen how it's supposed to be done at a super high level, and he's been a sponge. And when you watch him play, and if you kind of squint your eyes a little bit, you know how Costanza was like squinting to spot dimes? Like if you squint your eyes, he looks like Aaron Rodgers out there. And I think Green Bay is going to win tonight. Aaron Jones is back. Christian Watson's back. I think they both score touchdowns, and I think they're going to win the game.
What if I take Detroit because I like the way, I like the cut of Jared Goff's jib right now? What about that?
I like the cut of his Jahmyr Gibbs. I think that's a totally fine pick as well. Yeah. I think there's a real, teams are pretty even.
Right.
I think being at home, Detroit's traditionally struggled in Green Bay. Obviously, they won there at the end of last year, but
the Lions have the defensive player of the week in Aiden Hutchinson. Yeah. You know,
Hutch is awesome.
Hutch is sick.
Goff hasn't turned the ball over much. He's had turnovers the last couple of games after his big long streak, but he's been a really, I know Rich doesn't like this word, he's a really solid quarterback, and he gets the ball where it needs to be, and they really have a lot of playmakers, and they're really well coached. It's going to be a really tough game tonight, but I'm leaning Green Bay.
I want to thank Peter King for coming on, as he always does when we call. I want to thank Amy Trask, my partner on What the Football. Josh Jamel, of course, I want to thank him for coming up. Buddy Games. Yeah. Buddy Games looks like a ton of fun. Rich would love that head of hair, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
All the girls in the back, Liz and Sarah, were like, hi, Josh. I didn't notice. I was just here doing the Rich Eisen Show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching.
I'm looking at you.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.